Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
11 past 9 as we're headed into another very hot afternoon into the middle 90s. So the last couple of times that we've had power outages toward the beaches has been really inconvenient. Action News Jack's Robert Grant on a story that we'll actually focus on in a minute in downtown development. But you're a customer of Beaches Energy and you also lost power, what, last night or so?
Yeah, we had a major power outages, that's according to Beaches Energy, last night for about an hour and a half or so, Rich. And it's interesting because just yesterday, the day before on a Sunday night, Ponte Vedra Beach had a power outage as well from Beaches Energy. About 3,000 or so customers impacted there, thousands more impacted yesterday. I actually reached out to Beaches Energy to see if this is a result of the hot temperatures we're seeing and high usage or what may be the case. But, of course, keep you updated once we hear back from them.
All right, we'll do. And I do hear that tonight at 5 o'clock on Action News, Jax, we're likely to get a pretty significant update on the success of a really important spring event that we do every year now since the pandemic, the Jax River Jams. And yet, despite the success in people who have turned out to downtown, financially, maybe not as successful as everyone was hoping.
Yeah, so Rich, I talked to Downtown Vision, which is the nonprofit behind the Jax River Jams. They also do art walk downtown as well as some other events there. And they said this year they had a great turnout for Jax River Jams, but they did not break even. So they lost money on this event. Now, Downtown Vision is a nonprofit, so their goal is just to break even on these. We know this is a free event to people, and they weren't able to get the sponsorships to be able to make enough money. And he said, you know, the big part of it is it's inflation. He said it's impacting construction costs. It's impacting prices at the grocery store, gas. It also impacts these events as well. And he said the way they used to do it when they first started 4 years ago is just not the way they can continue now. So they're looking internally at some of the changes they could make to try to keep this event going and bringing it downtown, because it's a big impact for some of the small businesses there. But right now they can't continue with the amount of money that they're making versus the amount of money that they're spending, Rich.
Might one of the changes be to actually start charging a small fee and not make it truly free?
So one of the things, Jake Gordon, he's the CEO of Downtown Vision, he said that the big part of it is it's free. He said that is what brings people down there, so they really don't want to charge. They are looking at other venue options. Say, for example, Florida Theater, they do not charge to use their venue. So something like that that could change maybe the scope or the way it is laid out, but to continue it further. Just some of those changes there. Now, the other side note to this is that the city just created a new sports and entertainment department. So that department as a whole is also looking at and changing the focus of some of these events that the city is putting on with organizations like Downtown Vision. So that could change things as well. But you look at, you know, Jazz Fest, as I mentioned, Art Walk. There's some major events down there that could change in the future.
Be interesting to see. And this follows up on what we were just talking with you about yesterday, which was the bigger picture of downtown, the investment authority, which is that agency that is kind of on the ground floor of getting developments going, and the ongoing discussion about revitalizing the long abandoned Laura Street Trio and some of the other stuff. Were there any big takeaways that you ultimately heard from that lingering discussion that started yet, or what really started months ago, but really started to get off the ground again yesterday?
Yeah, so yesterday was the second committee meeting, the special committee meeting that council put together looking at downtown, but specifically, Rich, as you mentioned, Downtown Investment Authority. That's actually how I found out about Jax River Jams, because Jake Gordon with Downtown Vision was there talking to council members. One of the things they talked about actually is combining Downtown Investment Authority and Downtown Vision. Can those two work together to better further the vision of downtown? One of the things that a lot of council members and DIA as well agrees is that it takes too long for some of these big projects. You know, you look at the Laura Street Trio, you look at the Rise Doro, for example, some of these big projects that take a long time to get off the ground. And they do think there's a way to better streamline the process and also maybe not require as much council input so that DIA can work more on its own and be able to push these forward versus having to go through that council process anytime there's incentives or tax breaks that they want to give some of these developers to help get their project off the ground.
Feels like we need to start calling you Downtown Robert Grant. I kind of like that. Are you good with that branding?
I'll take that, yes.
All right, Robert Grant with Action News. Jackson, see your stories tonight at 5 o'clock on CBS 47 and Fox 30. Do appreciate that great reporting.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.